The South African civic organization SANCO has made an urgent plea to university students to remain calm while the discussions continue on free higher education. The organization was reacting to threats of renewed violence as angry students speak out following hearings on student fees. SANCO's Jabo Mashlangu says university students need to give the commission appointed to investigate the funding of the free higher education time to complete its work. We are on the line to Jabo. Good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening, sir. Well, we want to greet you as well as the listeners of your station.
Thank you for joining us. Were you surprised by the anger among students about any possible increase in university fees next year?
Well, surely there is no need for anger. Even if there are things that wants to tempt us to anger, we should always resist to anger, because anger does not assist us to think properly. Anger leads to destruction, disruption, and regrets a few years down the line. Our view as SANCO, and that's why we have called for calm, that the student community should use the avenues available to express their opinions and views. And we are raising this matter because a commission had been established after the hashtag Fees Must Fall to look at the whole issue of the funding of higher education. We are aware that for now government is taking care of the primary education, and not much has been done for higher education, although there are funds available in the four forms of NSFAS and other measures. Last year, we are aware that there was a 0% increase in the fees and an establishment of a commission. And that's why our view is that getting angry, destroying and disrupting education and destroying infrastructure does not help anyone. Eye for an eye leaves everyone blind. And our view is that let's allow the process to unfold. When that process unfolds and we get the recommendation, it is only then that we could react in a particular way. But even then, we need to react responsibly. There is nothing in a democracy that would compel people to be disruptive and destructive. When people have myriad of measures where they can express their views, force government, take government to court for all I care. And I mean, we've got so many avenues where we could raise issues than the one of going destructive way. So it doesn't help. It destabilizes the future. It destabilizes our infrastructure. It destabilizes the teaching and learning community. And if other people feel that the institutions of higher learning do not offer them the comfort they need to do their work, the world is open to everyone. What happens tomorrow if the educators decide South Africa, it doesn't help. Disruptions happen every day, and therefore we immigrate to somewhere else. Those things cannot be ruled out, and that's why our view is very strong. Let's allow the process of the commission to unfold. Let us engage the presidency. Let us engage the minister. Let us engage the forums that are available then to go to destruction.
Yes, that is an important call, and we hope that that call will be heeded by the relevant parties. In terms of a proposal, what is SANCO's proposal on how higher education can be funded?
Our view that we expressed it's more than a year ago, and this flows from SANCO's National General Council, which is a conference resolution, that indeed we support the free education. But because government resources are constrained, our view was that a regime of tax regime to tax those that are high earners should be considered. They're what we call the wealth tax for higher education. And we believe that if one were to look at the excellence of the high earners and tax them very minimally, we can raise in a very sustainable way revenue to fund education for higher institutions. Because the people who are suffering the most are the poor, our preoccupation as SANCO is that poor people should be assisted, poor children who cannot afford education should be assisted to access education. People that can afford can indeed take their kids anywhere else in the world, but the poor will remain poor for as long as we are insensitive about them. And that's why we feel that disruption does not help anything. It doesn't help anyone. Anything that is destroyed today, we will have to come back, use resources to correct it. We banned schools in Vuani, more than 30 schools. State has to make money to go and rebuild them. We banned offices, we banned vehicles, we banned roads, we banned all those things. The state will have to make resources out of taxpayers' monies to go and repair them. So these incidents of destruction, disruptions, does not take South Africa forward. It actually takes us backward. That's why I want to appeal. We support without question the issue of peaceful protest, but we do not support destruction and disruptions.
Yes, now, you know, speaking about this, we have seen no fees protests turning violent this year, a number of them with millions of rands, as you've been speaking about. But there seems to be one group of students who will not be satisfied with anything but no fee structure being put in place. How are we going to deal with that?
Well, indeed, it's a problem that we have, and that's our view as SANCO is that communities should get involved, parents should get involved. Leaders, be they religious leaders, business leaders, educators, lawyers, and you name it, people that have traveled the road before, they should be in a position to come and help the young people that are still growing up, who may not know the future sufficiently, who have all the energies that we need. We need those energies, but those energies should be directed properly. They should be guided. That's why I view SANCO, a community-based organization, that faced with these challenges that are facing us today, our communities should rise to the occasion. Our parents should not fold their hands and allow the students to lead to the country into destruction. Let us come closer. Let us engage on the matter so that we can find lasting solution to the problem. Our view is that sitting on a table, engaging, start looking at all options is the way to go than going disruptive and destructions. And destruction way.
Thank you very much for chatting to us this evening. We appreciate your time, Jabu.
Thank you, Sam.
Have a good evening. Bye. That was Jabu Mashlangu speaking to us about the Fees Must Fall campaign and other possible ways of funding higher education. Bringing us on to 25 minutes past 6.